640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The air quality in Wisconsin is as bad as it's ever been. People in Brookfield are breathing the dirtiest air in the world right now. Outdoor events all over Wisconsin are canceled or postponed tonight. It's all because of smoke from wildfires burning in Canada. Greg Zarneski is an air quality expert with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He says before this year, the last air quality advisory in Wisconsin was in 2011.
It's been a little over a decade since we had one, and we've had nine this year. So in that sense, it's been a very unprecedented spring for us.
The current advisory is in effect through noon Thursday. The worst of it should be over by noon tomorrow. Zarnecki says the air over Wisconsin should be much better by the end of the week. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is meeting right now to choose a leader for the agency for the next 4 years. Pete Schwaba reports.
Commissioners are set to consider appointing an interim leader and the administrator for the next four-year term. The commission plans to send the appointment to the state Senate for confirmation within a week. Some Republicans criticize Megan Wolf's performance during the 2020 election, but her peers around the country say she's one of the best at her job. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
AAA says it's expecting record traffic in Wisconsin between now and the 4th of July. More than a million people in Wisconsin are expected to drive 50 miles from home or more between Friday and Tuesday. Across the country, more than 50 million Americans are expected to leave home for the holiday, and 85% of them will take their cars. Rural Wisconsin stands to benefit from a billion-dollar federal investment in high-speed internet announced this week. Mike Mohn reports.
More than 8 million households and small businesses in the U.S. are in areas where there's no high-speed internet infrastructure. In Wisconsin's Jefferson County, Deb Reinbold leads Thrive Economic Development and says it's welcome news for smaller towns.
It's a huge opportunity for the state. In today's interconnected world, broadband's not just a luxury, it's a lifeline, and especially for rural communities.
Reinbold says her area has seen progress thanks to separate grants in recent months. But she adds there are still some areas that need service, and there's hope the new funding will close remaining gaps.
That's Mike Mohn reporting. The National Park Service is granting federal historic protections for Menominee tribal land in northeastern Wisconsin. That includes an area called 60 Islands, where the tribe's burial mounds and dance rings are. The move comes as mining companies are getting ready to dig for gold and other metals in parts of Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News Time is 5:03.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeast Wisconsin. Our specific area is uniquely impacted in the air quality alert. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Smoke from wildfires has spread to Waukesha and Milwaukee. An air quality advisory runs through Thursday, reaching a very unhealthy level, purple zone, making it the second worst in the world. The six colored categories range from 0 to 500, and Milwaukee hit a 248. Visibility is down to 1 to 4 miles. As this haze fills the air, even healthy people are experiencing issues. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
A nature trail will once again take a backseat to the state fair. The DNR says in a statement the Hank Aaron State Trail will be closed between South 76th Street and South 84th to prioritize safety as it passes directly over State Fair Park. The closure aims to maintain a secure perimeter to the fair. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers' Brandon Woodruff making progress. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens. Woodruff says he's feeling pretty good after throwing in the bullpen the last few days, trying to come back from a strained rotator cuff muscle. Is there a timetable for his return?
There's been some discussions about how that's going to line up. I could do a couple different routes. I think it honestly just depends on when I am ready to go out and pitch in rehab game.
The Brewers' series against the Mets continues. The crew with a 2-1 win last night and a good performance from pitcher Colin Ray.
I think just being aggressive in the zone, executing pitches from pitch one. You know, I felt confident out there and defense made some plays.
Greg Council says he was pleased with what he saw from Colin Ray and his relief pitchers.
He pitched a really nice game. You know, I mean, he's had some good starts for us. Certainly was as good as any of them. He got us into the seventh inning, which was excellent.
Dissension seems to be growing in the Mets clubhouse. They're 16 games out of first place in the NL East. Veteran Justin Verlander.
I don't think anybody saw this coming, man. Disappointing. It's disappointing for everybody in this room. I know it's disappointing for the fans. Just keep trying. You know, if there's one thing that I know the guys in this room are doing is trying our ass off.
Julio Teheran against the Mets right-hander David Peterson, racing the mother and father-in-law of race car driver Jimmy Johnson and their 11-year-old grandson were found shot to death in their home in Oklahoma last night. Johnson is withdrawing from this weekend's NASCAR race in Chicago. NFL, the start of the Packers training camp now a month away. One familiar face who won't be there is Mason Crosby, who was on ESPN Wisconsin and asked if he's had any contact from Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, we talked, kind of right before free agency, and, you know, Goody was pretty honest with kind of where, you know, the organization was. So we never really got into any real discussions about a possible return, at this point.
That's Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, the Happier Happy Hour. I got to clear my throat, Tom. The bad air is getting to me. And I have said, and I don't think this is a bold statement, all this bad air, this is due to the smoking gun, the new evidence against Donald Trump, the former president. Oh, it's getting thick up in here, Tom. And I mean thick with smoke. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the headline at the Journal Sentinel, some of the worst air quality in the nation. Brookfield literally probably had the worst air in the world at 2 o'clock. And we proceed, some would say, the greatest radio show ever, Dom. Maggie Dawn, you know, she is a star in her own regard. She wanted us to let you, our fair audience, know if you stick around till 6, Maggie Dawn's got Milwaukee County Chief Health Policy Advisor, Dr. Ben Weston. She's also going to have an associate professor of emergency medicine at MCW calling in to talk about the air quality, dangerous air out there in the Milwaukee area, especially the Brookfield area, wherever Republicans meet and breathe.
It's terrible. And it smells, too. It's not good. It's not good.
It's not good. Dom, the smoking gun, there's more evidence. How many smoking guns can there be against Donald Trump? You know, the once-in-a-lifetime sort of smoking gun evidence. Well, I've been waiting for Fani Willis in Georgia, in Fulton County, man. We knew about the 11,780 votes. I just need these votes. One more than I got. Well, that seemed pretty Perry Mason smoking gun to me, Dom.
Right.
But now there are federal indictments against the man, and we'll see if Fani gets around to indicting him. I guess she blocked off early in August. We'll see. But Dom, the newest tapes, and Lordy, there's new tapes, and we've got it for you. Ebon's been doing the work, cutting it up, making it digestible, because all at once it'd be a lot. But taken in smaller doses, it's still a
small
damn
bites.
It's a lot, Dom. It's
little
a spoon, lot.
Little spoonfuls.
And I've heard that Trump somehow feels like this is vindicating, exonerating. Like, well, if you listen to him, the first brag he makes, and Ebon needs you to make these plays for us. They wanted him to invade Iran. Like, hey, it was somebody else's idea. I told you. Play cut one.
That was your coup, you know, against you.
Well, it started right at the
beginning.
Like when
Millie's talking about, oh, you were going to try to do a coup. No, they were trying to do that before you even were sworn in.
That's right.
Trying to overthrow your election.
Well, with Millie, let me see that. I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look.
Here's a big pile of papers. Millie claims I wanted to invade Iran. And I asked, and I'm not yet clear, who are these young co-eds he's trying to impress them? You know, they're, you know, the coup was against you. Well, let's play more from Trump because it gets a little worse. Cut two, please.
This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but... They presented
off the record. It's all good now.
This was him. This was the Defense Department and him.
Wow.
We looked at some. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Mm. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Look. Mm. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just found. Isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Except it is like highly confidential, secret. This is secret information.
What?
Look at this. You attack, and
Hillary would print that out all the time. You know,
she'd
private email.
No, she'd send it to Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
The pervert.
By the way, you're so funny, incredible? Mr. President.
I was just saying because we were talking about it, and you know, he said he wanted to attack Iran, and what?
These are the papers.
This was done by the military, given to me.
Well, I mean, yeah, isn't it? Let's be frank. I mean, there should be plans for all sorts of things that they
everything's already, on the table.
You know what I mean? So I'm not surprised that there was, you know, some plans if a president were to go down that road with any country, you know, in the world, man. I mean, isn't that called being prepared? But for him to, let's say, it's off the record and highly confidential, and you know, flash them around. CNN originally played this out yesterday. Here's what they say. The audio recording comes from a July 2021 interview Trump gave at his Bedminster resort for people working on a memoir of Mark Meadows, Trump's former chief of staff. Special counsel's
the
indictment
chief.
That those in attendance, a writer and publisher, and two of Trump's staff members were shown classified information about the plan of attack on Iran. So a writer, a publisher, and two of Trump's staff members.
I believe we've got one more. We've got one more, says Ebon. More of Donald Trump. Lordy, there's the tape. It's smoking so bad. It's wrecking the air out there. Play it for the people. Cut for
I think we can probably. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to
declassify.
Figure out a.
Since president, I could have declassified.
Yeah.
Now I can't. You know, but this is.
Yeah. Now we have.
Now I can.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool. I mean, it's so. I'm
looking. It's so cool.
And you probably almost didn't believe me, but now you believe me.
No, I believe.
It's incredible, right?
No.
Hey, bring some ducks in, please.
He so
bring
makes
some cokes in. I'm thirsty after giving away all our secrets to these, you know, Mark Meadows staffers.
What was that? Bring coke in? I mean, it sounds like he's partying with girls at the strip club and he's trying to impress them. I got a big job. Look at these classified secrets I got right here.
Isn't
in
it
my
cool?
Office.
Isn't it cool? That is just the most asinine and the go but that listen, this is a serious job, and Trump is not a serious man. He never should have been in the position he was in, and he obviously does not have the capabilities to handle the weight of the job, even afterwards. It's all a joke to him. It's like, isn't this cool? Can you believe they gave me this stuff? Oh, my God, I was the president, man. I can't believe they gave me this. This is so cool. Check it out. And see, look, they have all these plans to attack Iran. Well, yeah. Okay, why are you showing them to people doing a documentary and your staffers? You acknowledge, Mr. Trump, that they, what, They're top secret. They're classified.
And he did not declassify them, as he stated aloud sometime after he said, off the record. It's off the record. So here are the classified Iran attack plans. You can look, but don't tell anyone. You know,
see,
but
as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't, you know, but this is still a secret. Now we have a problem, the staffer responds. Isn't that interesting, Trump says. Yes, it's very interesting. It's so cool and interesting. What a D-bag you are and how unqualified you are to be anywhere near the halls of power ever, ever again.
So is that enough of a smoking gun? I mean, is that damning? Is it damning when he acknowledges that the documents were not declassified?
Well, it's no more damning than when we read about it in the indictment last week. But actually hearing it, yeah, it seems that much more careless. It seems that much more reckless. It seems that much more ignorant when you hear the man, you know, just being jovial about it.
Well, transcripts don't have the same impact on a jury. Know what I mean? When you play this out in court, oh, Mr. Trump, would you like to get on the stand and clarify any of the points made here? I don't think he will. I mean, any competent legal team's not going to put Trump on the stand. When do you think they start the plea negotiations, Dom? Right?
Yeah, I don't know, man. What are you pleading on? These things are coming at him from all different directions. You do a plea on one thing here, doesn't mean he's going to get, you know, bailed out, because this actually happened in New Jersey. There are no state of New Jersey charges yet against the former president for this kind of behavior. Yeah, they should be talking about a plea. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And anything he says,
I'll take the Hunter Biden deal.
And will be used against you in the court of law. So when he is up in the city of Milwaukee in August, as he claims that, well, if he shows up for the debate, and Chris Christie and Ron DeSantis and everyone else are challenging him on these very issues, because you know it's going to come up. It's got to come up. It cannot not come up. Whatever Trump says then can also be used him in the court of law. Every interview he gives, every tweet he sends out, everything he says. So what can he possibly say in defense of himself legally, but then also still keep, you know, the megas in line? I don't know he can do that.
Well, Dom, here's how he tried. Here is the all caps statement from the former president. Yeah. This is how he started his Tuesday morning.
You know it's serious when it's all caps.
His truthy social tirade. There will be an attack on Special Counselor Jack Smith and President Joe Biden, spelled incorrectly. All caps. Could somebody please explain to the deranged, Trump-hating Jack Smith, his family, and his friends that as President of the United States, I come under the Presidential Records Act as affirmed by the Clinton sex case, not by the psycho's fantasy of a never-used-before espionage act of 1917. And that's just the beginning. All caps.
But wait, there's more. There's more. So much more.
There is.
And of course, the Espionage Act has been used fairly recently, in fact.
Smith could be looking at the crooked Biden and all the crimes that he perpetrated on the American public, including the millions and millions of dollars he extorted from foreign countries! Exclamation point. All caps, but only one exclamation point.
Oh, he doesn't really mean it then.
Sometimes he strongly commits to three, even four exclamation points.
Then it's very serious. Then it's serious.
Very, very serious. We're serious. Come back. Three exclamation points.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTW Lawyers.com.
Hey,
this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 55. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 81. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Overcast. Chance for scattered storms Thursday and Friday. Upper 80s Thursday. Mid 80s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Mother. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your call is always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a opinion being offered by Liz Cheney currently. I found coverage at the Washington Post. John Wagner, the author of this piece. Liz Cheney on what's wrong with politics. We're electing idiots.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree with much of this opinion. I want to share it with you. Ex-Congresswoman Liz Cheney, Republican from Wyoming, offered a blunt assessment of her former profession Monday night. What we've done in our politics is create a situation where we're electing idiots. Cheney, who lost her Republican primary last year to a candidate backed by former President Donald Trump, the often indicted one, right, Dom, shared her view at an event that was billed as a conversation on the future of the two-party political system in the United States. Now, Cheney, who co-chaired the House Select Committee that investigated the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, has emerged as a leading critic of Trump, repeatedly calling him unfit for office, I concur, in the conversation Monday at the 92nd Street Y. She's moved up to the YMCA in New York, guided by moderated David Rubenstein. Cheney said ensuring Trump doesn't return to the White House is her top priority. We share a priority, Dom. A little bit more.
With a Cheney. I mean, that says something.
Well, the old man's work from nobody. I read on. That prompted Rubenstein to ask whether Cheney would run for president as an independent next year if presented with polling data showing such a bid would damage Trump. Look, her response, look, I think the country right now faces hugely challenging and fundamentally important issues. And what we've done in our politics is create a situation where we're electing idiots. After laughter from the audience subsided, she continued, and so I don't look at it through the lens of, is this what I should do or what I shouldn't do? I look at it through the lens of, how do we elect serious people? And I think electing serious people can't be partisan. You know, because of the situation that we're in, where we have a major party candidate who's trying to unravel our democracy. And I don't say that lightly. We have to think about, all right, what kind of alliances are necessary to defeat him? And those are the alliances we've got to build across party lines. Dom, they say politics made strange bedfellows, I think the Devil's Advocate should hop in the sack with Liz Cheney.
Go, Liz. The conversation moved on without Cheney directly answering whether she might move forward with a presidential bid if it could damage Trump. Earlier, she suggested she wouldn't run for president if she thought doing so could help Trump, who has continued to lead in the Republican primary polling despite state and federal indictments. I am not going to do anything that would help Donald Trump, Cheney said. Yeah, you and me both, sister. We are in agreement there.
There is a effort afoot, right, to bring out a third-party candidate. My understanding, Dom, and I have not read extensively, but some of the public reporting suggest it's really a right-wing effort to create something of an opposition to Joe Biden. Sort of the Ross Perot effect, if you will, except this time to hurt the incumbent president. I guess it did hurt Herbert Walker Bush because he was a one-term president. And without Ross Perot in that race against Bill Clinton, I don't think Bill Clinton would have become the president, not the first time around. Tell me I'm
briefly
wrong.
Briefly here, Cody, along that vein, Jennifer Rubin reporting at the Washington Post, follow the money, no labels, this is this new organization, can't hide its right-wing ties. Follow the money, just as it applies to investigating illegal schemes, that advice can also be used to help unravel political con jobs. Ooh, and these days, one of the biggest con jobs in the 2024 presidential jockeying is the innocuously named No Labels organization. It was founded in 2010 to counter political polarization, but now has started raising a boatload of money, at least $70 million so far, to field a third-party presidential candidate if the quote-unquote unacceptable President Biden and Donald Trump are their party's nominees. What's the group really after, given the utterly dismal record of third-party candidates in U.S. presidential
money?
Elections? Question mark? As an analysis by the moderate Democratic think tank Third Way has shown, No Labels doesn't get close to the necessary 270 electoral votes in any remotely rational scenario. But the group has drawn up a fantasy map showing 40 states it supposedly could win. Members of the Democratic coalition are alarmed. Three of their leaders wrote in a recent Post op-ed that No Labels is, quote, obviously targeting blue states and Democratic voters because on the map, two-thirds of its electoral votes would come from Biden states. As Rubin writes, No Labels insists it isn't a Republican front group, but it won't reveal its donors despite complaints about lack of transparency. A quote, No Labels is essentially running a presidential campaign without the requirements that apply to formal political parties, namely disclosures, Politico noted last week. Experts in campaign finance law say that the organization is walking right up to the line of what is permissible. Despite the group's insistence on keeping its backers secret, dogged reporting has found strong connections to Republicans. Mother Jones followed the money. It found that CEOs of some major corporations have forked over substantial money to No Labels. And while the No Labels donor list does include a few rich people who have given to Democrats, it tends heavily towards those who contributed millions of dollars to Republican causes, such as past GOP presidential candidates and super PACs connected to Republican congressional leadership, Mother Jones reported. One of the donors provided a big chunk of political cash to Donald Trump, according to the article. No Labels supporters, who mostly make contributions of $5,600 to its 2024 project, appear to favor conservative candidates, though many have played both sides of the aisle, finance Republicans and Democratic politicians, Mother Jones found. Or two that perhaps we'll get back to it on the other side of this break. But yeah, I mean, $70 million. I'm not sure the Libertarians raised $70 million, Curdy, when Gary Johnson was running.
They're the 1.5% party, Dom. Gary Johnson, we blame it at Jill Stein and the Greens. Gary Johnson had triple the vote count here in the state of Wisconsin when Trump won in 2016. I blame you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Millions of people are stranded and exhausted as airports keep scrapping flight schedules over storms along the East Coast. WCBS TV's Allie Bauman is in Newark.
I feel gross. I feel like I want to cry, but I have nothing left.
He's going on 24 hours inside Newark Airport.
I called all the hotels, you know, within 3 miles from the airport, and they were all just like, no, we're full, no, we're full.
In New Hampshire, former President Trump played defense after a recording was released of him showing off classified documents.
We're going to make our country so great it's going to be worth it because this stuff doesn't hold up and people know it.
And it's now official. Actor Julian Sands has died at 65. He was best known for roles in movies like The Killing Time and A Room with a View.
This tremendous thing has happened between us.
A coroner's office ID'd his remains found by hikers this weekend in California. He'd been missing there for months. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The smoke and the smell will be in Waukesha and Milwaukee for at least another day.
We're expecting the smoke to linger today and hopefully starts pushing out tonight, but it could still linger in the western part of the state as we go into the overnight hours and into tomorrow.
Meteorologist J.J. Wood with the National Weather Service says our area is heavily impacted and that, again, people should stay indoors. Milwaukee's sales tax increase is gaining momentum as a Common Council committee approved a measure to raise the city's sales tax by 2%. That was after a public hearing yesterday. The 15-year-old suspect involved in the shooting incident following Milwaukee's Juneteenth celebration, who was already on probation for gun charges and wearing an ankle monitor, is now facing 10 charges, including 4 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The air quality, terrible out there. I hear an echo in my head. Hey, E-Bone. Too much music, too much echo. Let's work on that. The air quality, I meant outside, not the radio air quality. It's always excellent up in here.
Always excellent. Top of notch. Top of the line.
Dominic, want to get back to Jennifer Rubin and then perhaps moving on to the phones. I'm waiting for better callers in the queue because right now it's just CJ.
Come on, help us out, audience. 844-967-2789.
Anyone but CJ. Anyone but CJ. Dom, back to Rubin talking about this No Labels group. No Labels has thrown out a variety of claims to justify 2024 plans. It is argued that Biden and Trump are equally undesirable And she writes in parentheticals, absurd on its face. Sometimes the line is that voters don't really have a choice with Trump and Biden, again in parentheticals, but they do since both parties run primaries, right? Sometimes the group insists that the country needs a centrist, although Biden passed more bipartisan deals than any president in memory, including measures on infrastructure, chip manufacturing, and the debt ceiling. Equally baffling, the no labels vow to drop out of the race if Biden is way ahead next spring, but not if he's a little ahead, or if Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is the nominee. Is it only Trump for whom they wish to siphon votes from Biden? No wonder some prominent allies of no labels in the past, including New York Times columnist David Brooks and Brookings Institute policy scholar William Galston, have both called foul and withdrawn their support. We are left to ponder, would no labels be doing anything differently if it were a front group for Republicans out to sink Joe Biden? Probably a front group out to sink Joe Biden. Jennifer Rubin's pretty much saying, it's right there for you. I've explained it to you once again. No labels. Would they be doing anything differently if it were a front group for Republicans that failed to disclose their donors, et cetera, out to sink Biden? The answer is no. They would do exactly the same thing. That's the frustrating part.
Perhaps, and as mentioned, as she mentions in the article, there's money, and they're not being very transparent, and perhaps they should be. But there's other parties. There's the Libertarian Party we talked about in the last segment. There's the Green Party. There's other parties.
Cornel West is the declared candidate. I actually like Cornel West. We met him in D.C. with, ironically, Jill Stein dining the night of the Trump inauguration. Bumped into him in a restaurant in D.C. together.
So
Cornell
is
now
West,
the Green Party presidential.
If he's running as a third party, as the Green Party, or whatever the case is he also then undermining Joe Biden?
Absolutely.
Of course he is. He wants to beat Joe Biden. So how is it any different if Cornell West does it through the Green Party, or No Labels does it through whoever, whoever comes out of their primary?
Well, here's what I would say. If the Republican Party is fronting a third-party candidacy to siphon votes off from Joe Biden under the guise of No Label, well, that's different than a legitimate third-party candidacy from Cornel West, or let's say Gary Johnson is a placeholder for the
Cornel West siphoning votes off of Joe Biden?
That's his right to do so. If he qualifies on the ballot, he's
right
to
do
so. Okay, but are you okay when these fake candidates appear on ballots, meaning people that have no qualifications, either have a similar name to one of the qualified candidates and people mistakenly vote for the other Biden, Biden with two D's or whatever the case may be.
Like Trump spells it.
Yeah, as the case were. You know what I mean? A third-party candidate for no other reason than to basically flank Joe Biden and help Trump thread the eye of the needle and win election. Do I want to see that happen?
Like Kanye West running in Milwaukee?
That was the idea. Kanye West was blocked from the Wisconsin ballot because his Trump legal team didn't show up on time.
Didn't get the dachshund on time. But he's got a right to run regardless of his motivation, right? And being qualified to run? Really, dude? Other than what's constitutionally required, there is no qualification, man.
Well, the beer vendor down at County Stadium is more qualified to be the president than an unnamed candidate for which they've raised $70 million. And effectively, their whole campaign strategy is how can we siphon votes away from Joe Biden? No, I don't think that's
anybody running against Joe Biden's entire campaign strategy will be to siphon votes away from Joe Biden.
To beat Joe Biden or to allow another candidate to beat Joe Biden? Because I think that's quite different.
When was the last time a third party won anything, Crudy? You so often reminded me
of
the Libertarian Party.
H.W. Bush, Ross Perot was the last viable third party candidate. Viable in that he was like 18%. but he killed H.W. Bush. And Republicans blame the loss, a lot of them, on Ross Perot. Right? That's what put Bill Clinton into the White House.
Okay, so, yeah, so does Ross Perot, was he not qualified? Was he? Should he not have run? Should, I mean, doesn't he have Jack, the right as everybody
Jack,
does?
Did you see the VP candidate? I don't know who I am. I don't know why I'm up here. Cranston, oh, I think it was.
General, that was terrible. Yeah, that was terrible.
Obviously, that not a serious co-pilot, and it was hard to take the Perot candidacy serious. All he really had going for him was money, right? Well, I hope we've seen through that. Bloomberg not as appealing, just standing there with $1 billion.
He had, you know, came with poster boards and charts.
Here's what I will say about he was right about NAFTA. That sucking sound. That's jobs going to Mexico.
Okay, so if he ran on NAFTA and he got 18%, I mean, and he's right. He was right on NAFTA, Crudy. So he should keep his mouth shut and support them, or should he go out there if he thinks he's got the ability and the chops and the money to go get 18% off and maybe more? Who knows? You're never going to know until you challenge it.
Okay, but should a party be able to run a candidate in two lanes, right? Should they be able to run a Republican Party candidate and a third party candidate funded by the same Republican Party, by the same donors, purely
a lot of those donors, Crudy, they give to Dems and to Republicans, man. If you're the money, I mean, if you got the money, you're given to who's ever, because you don't know maybe who's going to be in charge.
I get the whole
kids the whole way around.
Sure.
Okay, so then how is that any different whatsoever if all of a sudden they give it instead of two parties, now they give to three?
Well, if two of the three parties are funded and representative of the same ideology, effectively, you've created something other than a two-party system, Dom.
Well,
I don't think that's the intent of the American people to say, let the Republicans run two candidates against Joe Biden and see if that one's not appealing. Maybe that one will be.
That doesn't make any sense, because if the Republicans are running two candidates against Joe Biden, presumably they'd split their own electorate and Joe Biden would come roaring through because they would siphon off as much because they're going to split
the Republican vote. What if they put a Robert Kennedy Jr. out there? Guy who's currently polling 21% in the I mean, who do you think it will be, Don?
Bench press Kennedy? Yeah.
They're not putting Chris Christie out there as their candidate. They will put someone that they perceive.
How no labels, you know, will determine who their candidate is. Presumably, they'll go through.
It's a Republican front group,
like every other Libertarian and Green Party. They're going to have a primary, right?
I'm less convinced. If they were going to have a primary, they would announce some candidates. When you create a private club and you set the rules and you don't announce who you're running as your candidate until you see who you can recruit to siphon votes away from Joe Biden, I don't think this is the way the electoral
early.
Sure. But do you think that it's plausible, Dom, that the Republicans are basically creating a third party and will recruit a candidate to purposefully siphon votes off, not to win any electoral challenge, but it will effectively be the Kanye Westing of the presidential campaign? And if it's someone with some prominence like Robert Kennedy Jr., you know, at least a prominent name, guess what? He'll get to be on the debate stage with him and Trump and Joe, and he'll talk about the value of anti-vaxxing.
Yeah, we'll see how far that goes.
It's got to go far enough to wreck Biden's candidacy, dude.
Man, there's no obligation. Listen, if I want to start the Dominic Party and raise $70 million and decide to put someone up, I have the right to do that, man. So do you. Everybody does. And everyone's playing freaking games all the time, man.
Well,
so
why don't you put the candidate up and then raise the money?
Whatever it takes, as long as it's legal, you can absolutely do it.
It shouldn't be legal. That's the whole point. Citizens United, this corruption of the campaign finance system, Dom, this is never what the founding fathers intended. The financing of a fake front campaign from the Republican Party so you can effectively siphon votes from Joe Biden, I don't think that was in the founding fathers' intent or the original Constitution.
Why do you keep thinking if it's a right-wing campaign, don't you think they're going to be siphoning right-wing votes?
Only if it's their intent to siphon right-wing votes, Dom. If it's purely a fake, a false campaign, right? You go recruit a candidate that you will find or you think that Democratic voters will find appealing, some flank to Joe Biden. And effectively, all you're trying to do is steal votes for Joe Biden with two different candidates. The candidate you expect to win is your Republican nominee. The candidate you front through the No Parties Party is the front group that's going to siphon the votes from Joe Biden, and it's probably going to be Robert Kennedy Jr.
I don't think he gets very far. 844-967-2789.
Again, all he's
got to
do is steal part of Joe's thunder. That's all it requires, Tom. It's not a viable candidacy. You understand this concept. He is only
Come on, man. Listen, viable based on what? Based on whose criteria? Was Gary Johnson a viable candidate for the Libertarian Party? He was a governor of a state. He didn't know what a level was. He got a lot of going around. All right, so
I've got no qualm because he was running to win, not running to destroy someone else. I mean, even if
Chris Christie's doing the exact same thing. We're down with that.
He's not in the general election running as a third-party candidate. That
if he does, would you be fine with that? If Liz Cheney steps up after Trump wins the Republican nomination and goes third party with Chris Christie as a team, you know, would you be okay with that? Or is that different from no labels somehow in your mind?
Yes, that would be different. Because that would win the other team.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying, man.
844-967-2789. I'd consider voting for Liz Cheney. Dick from Madison. How are you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good. The Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thing is the scariest to me, too, because here's this. Would you have to agree with this, that a lot of people, you know, some things he says, like, for instance, the 2004 campaign, and that appeals to hardcore left people.
Who are you talking
like myself,
about?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He absolutely says that John Kerry was ripped off in 04. I tend to say, well, you know, he folded his tent because of a bad VP candidate that was on the ticket with him, and he just went away over the stuff that went on in Ohio. But you know what I'm saying? It's a conspiracy theory all the time with the guy. But there's just enough people on the hard left that will peel off for a clown like this. And by the way, he has never held an elective office in his life.
But he has hosted a talk radio show.
Which makes him qualified to do anything.
Anything. Literally anything. Except electrical work at my house. Not doing that. My wife asked me to mount a TV wall bracket. I said, above my pay grade, baby. I'm a TV talk host. That's executive only material. I don't do any work. Come back. More Devils.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186. All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks,
GTWLawyers.com. Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The Devil. Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 55. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 81 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our last segment, 844-967-2789. If you got something to say, but make sure you stick around. Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show. Got a big show coming up. Southeast Wisconsin here in Milwaukee, Brookfield, our neighboring cities, some of the worst air in the world. Maggie's going to have Milwaukee County Chief Health Policy Advisor, Dr. Ben Weston, an assistant professor of emergency medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin, on her show tonight starting at 6. Make sure you stick around.
I was confused. That's one human being with two titles.
No, it's two different people.
Okay. Thank you for
still two guests on addressing the crappy weather, crappy air. Because, of course, you know, Donald Trump, the smoking gun, Crudy.
I forgot. We've got to pander to the audience for a few more days, Dom. We forgot to mention that we are nominated for Madison's Best Talk Show Host or Radio Personalities or whatever it is. I have to vote still. But I encourage you, please precede me in voting for the Devil's Advocates as the greatest radio show ever. Channel3000.com. You're going to have to do some looking. I haven't figured out the process yet.
We should actually put it up on some of our socials. We'll get to
we
it.
Got like this week, dude. We're running out of time. It's an honor to be nominated. And by nominated, you had to make it through the preliminaries. But the failure to self-promote this fact is terrible, going to embarrass us when we don't win. You're all the winners for listening, but please, please vote for us. I don't want to be embarrassed that badly. Dom, you know who should be embarrassed but's out there giving speeches? Former President Donald Trump. Today, he delivered a fiery and defiant speech in his first public remarks since the audio recording surfaced in which the former president is heard talking about a highly confidential document. Here is what he said. He appeared at the Concord, New Hampshire Republican Women's Luncheon. And I don't know if you know, but Ron DeSantis is in a bad place with this group. He apparently double booked and then talked trash about him.
Right.
I'll never forget our enemies who want to stop us because we are the only ones who can stop them, Trump said. The former president posted a video from Tuesday's speech on his Truthy social website. Trump is facing a 37-count indictment over allegations he mishandled classified documents. That was some of the tape we heard. More sort of not so much confessional as just blatant stupidity, just criminality on tape. As if these corrupt persecutions of our people succeed, they will complete their takeover of this country and destroy your way of life. It will be destroyed forever. You're never going to be able to go back. It's going to be so far down right now. We're really, truly a failing nation. Now, remember how he started his presidential, Dom, his inauguration speech.
The American dream is dead. It's dead.
Today, Trump suggested he's the only thing standing in the way of such persecutions, which he said is an honor. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom.
No, and that's not why.
Well, that's what he's claiming, Dom.
Yeah,
and they want to silence me because I will not let them silence you.
Nope, that's not it either.
And that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
Repeating a line he uses frequently, Dom. It's amazing, Dan. It's a great honor for me to be honest. You know, to be indicted 37
times. To be
honest,
yeah.
Then he touted some poll numbers, Dom. They don't love me, Trump said of the pollsters, but there's only so much they can do, right? But in the end, they're not after me. They're after you. And I'm just standing in their way, right? We know that. As all good dictators say to their people.
Yes, absolutely.
Each and every time. Only I can save you. Only I can protect you. They persecute me. I protect you.
Vote for me, I'll set you free. Crudy also, during this event in Concord, New Hampshire, Trump complained to the Federation of Republican Women about the push for electric appliances. You know, it's almost as dangerous.
They're coming for your washers and dryers.
It's so destructive. All electric everything. Now they want to take away your gas stoves. Does anybody like gas better? You cook a lot more than I do. He said to the room full of women. He goes on to say, but they want to take it away. They want to take away your washing machines and your dryers. They don't want to give you any water for the washing machines. Even though you have so much water, you don't know what the hell to do with up there. It flows into the ocean. I mean, and of course, the ironing boards, the irons, they when you iron all the shirts for the men, women, you know, and you cook your food for the men, women. Because, you know, Trump doesn't cook much anymore, if ever. That's how he is. He loves that. You women. He loves you. He's here for you. 844-967-2789. A couple callers before Maggie. Rico from Rock County, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good man. Rico Suave. What do you got for us, man?
Oh, okay. Hey, I just wanted, you guys are talking about a third party, and I think that's how this whole thing ends come next year. The Republicans, the only way they're going to get rid of Trump is to run a third party, and they got to cut the cancer out. They've got to get rid of Trump and hope that he dies before the next election. That's the only
Rico, way. The cancer has metastasized. The whole party is one... orange mole.
Why don't you get rid of the major orange mole in the middle? I think the other stuff might have hope. But I think what
I have no hope for this party. Buddy, they're craving,
dude. The Republican
dude.
Party is dead. CJ, you will have the last word. We can give you, say, 60 seconds. CJ, welcome. Happy Tuesday. What do you got for us?
Thanks, guys. I'm so glad you guys care and your party does about democracy that they won't even acknowledge, debate Robert Kennedy Jr. And, you know, did you hear the world?
Well, why would they debate Robert Kennedy Jr. if we're talking about a primary for the Democratic Party and he's going to be apparently on the no labels party? That doesn't make sense, CJ.
What? Because you won't acknowledge him in the Democrat? He's already filed papers to run as a Democrat, Dom.
Okay, if he gets beat down 80-20
got from the NBC poll.
What
a class act that VP Kamala is, isn't she? She's worse than
Trump. Is she worse than Trump?
Paint?
No, she's not worse than Trump. Trump is much worse than you would ever accuse any Democrat of being. I mean, what's her worst crime? You don't like her? You don't like the black woman, CJ? She's unpopular. That's her crime? Come on, man.
Come on, man. Congress has like a 20% approval rating. I'm pretty sure Harris might be higher than that.
The Maggie Dawn Show, her approval rating is stellar. And then, Busted Pencils, educated educators talking education, right up to the Rick Smith Show at 8 and Native Roots Radio at 10. Keep it locked.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.